Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and there in Masechus Nazir, Daf Ramadol, the end of the fifth parak Beis Shammai, and the beginning of the sixth parak Shlosha Meaning. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the end of the previous Mishnah, Daf Ramad Beis Amad Beis taught. Here, Tia La'achurav Einu Nazir. If the approaching person whose identity the six people were debating suddenly turned back and remained unidentified, he is not a Nazir, meaning none of the six are Nazirim. The Gemara infers that this Tana holds that if he did not turn back, then whoever was correct would be a Nazir. Now, who is this Tanit? If it's Rabbi Tarfon, no one would be a Nazir, even if his identity became known, because he holds Shalonit Naziris El Hafla. Naziris was only given for clear expression and must be known at the time of declaration. Rather, the Gemara says that it's Rabbi Yehuda, as the Brisa teaches, Harni Nazir Amanashiyeh Bekri Hazeh Me'akur. One who said, I am a Nazir, this pile is one of the core of produce. Bahalakam Matzah Shenignav Osha'avat. And he went and found that it had been stolen or lost and could not be measured. Rabbi Shimon says that he must observe Naziris out of doubt, and Rehuda says he does not. Rehuda holds, as was taught in Daf Ches, that a vower does not intend to accept any declaration where the suffix imposes more stringencies than its certainty. Point number two, the sixth parak begins, Shlosha meaning Asurim b'Nazir. Three matters are forbidden for a Nazir, Hatuma, Vahitik Lachas, V'yotz min ha-gefen, Tuma, shaving, and products of the grapevine. And all products of the grapevine combine with each other to the required shear to incur punishment. The Mishnah teaches the shear for eating. He's only chayv after eating kazayis of grapes. Now there's a machokas regarding drinking. In the Mishnah Rishon it was taught, until he drinks a revius of wine, not a kazayis. Rabbi Kiva says, afil shar pito b'yayin, even if he soaked his bread in wine, and there's enough to combine to a kazayis, he's chayev. Thus, in addition to saying that the shear for drinking is also a kazayis, he teaches that permitted foodstuffs can combine with the prohibited matter to compose a shear for malkas. And point number three, our Mishnah implies that only grapes and other grape products are forbidden to a nazir, but the grapevine itself is permitted. The Mishnah is therefore in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar, who says, "Afilu alin v'lulavim b'mashma." Even leaves and shoots of the grapevine are implied in the prohibition. They argue how to darshan exclusive phrases written near inclusive phrases. In this case, "Mayayin v'sheicher yazir," from wine and intoxicating drink, "ye shall abstain," is exclusive. "Mikol sheyas migefen ayayin," from anything produced by the grapevine, is inclusive. And "Mechartzanim v'adzog," from the seeds to the skin, is exclusive. Bogazir darshan such cases as ribui umiute, amplifications and limitations, where the mute merely excludes from the ribui. The Rabban darshan them as kali uprate, generalizations and specifications, where the prat defines the extent of the klal. Also, Bogazir does not consider the last exclusion extra because he uses it to teach a different law. Therefore, he says the ribui expands the prohibition to include everything produced by the grapevine, even its leaves, and from the mute excludes only shvishta, branches. The Rabban say the prat uklo uprat includes anything which is ge'ena prat, similar to the prat, which in this case is pri upsolus pri, fruit and waste of the fruit, meaning vinegar, as opposed to leaves, which are neither. So once again, the 3 points are number one, the end of the previous Mishnah, Daf Lama Beis Amad Beis taught, Your tia la'achrav inu nazir. If the approaching person, whose identity the six people were debating, suddenly turned back and remained unidentified, he is not a nazir, meaning none of the six are nazirim. The Gemara infers that this Tana holds that if he did not turn back, then whoever was correct would be a nazir. Now, who is this Tanit? If it's Rabbi Tarfon, no one would be a nazir, even if his identity became known, because he holds Shalonit Naziris El Hafla. Naziris was only given for clear expression and must be known at the time of declaration. Rather, the Gemara says that it's Rabbi Yehuda, as the Brisa teaches, Harni Nazir Amanashiyeh Bekri Hazeh Me'akur. One who said, I am a Nazir, this pile is one of the core of produce. Bahalakam Matzah Shenignav Osha'avat. And he went and found that it had been stolen or lost and could not be measured. Rabbi Shimon says that he must observe Naziris out of doubt, and Rehuda says he does not. Rehuda holds, as was taught in Daf Ches, that a vower does not intend to accept any declaration where the suffix imposes more stringencies than its certainty. Point number two, the sixth parak begins, Shlosha meaning Asurim b'Nazir. Three matters are forbidden for a Nazir, Hatuma, Vahitik Lachas, V'yotz min ha-gefen, Tuma, shaving, and products of the grapevine. V'kol yotz min ha-gefen mitzdar fim zeh im zeh, and all products of the grapevine combine with each other to the required shear to incur punishment. The Mishnah teaches the shear for eating. He's only chayv after eating kazayis of grapes. Now there's a machokas regarding drinking. In the Mishnah Rishon it was taught, until he drinks a revius of wine, not a kazayis. Rabbi Kiva says, afil shar pito b'yayin, even if he soaked his bread in wine, And there's enough to combine to a kazayis, he's chayev. Thus, in addition to saying that the shear for drinking is also a kazayis, he teaches that permitted foodstuffs can combine with the prohibited matter to compose a shear for malkas. And point number three, our Mishnah implies that only grapes and other grape products are forbidden to a nazir, but the grapevine itself is permitted. The Mishnah is therefore in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar, who says, "Afilu alin v'lulavim b'mashma," even leaves and shoots of the grapevine are implied in the prohibition. They argue how to darshan exclusive phrases written near inclusive phrases. In this case, "Mayayin v'sheicher yazir," from wine and intoxicating drink, he shall abstain, is exclusive. "Mikol sheyas migefen hayayin," from anything produced by the grapevine, is inclusive. And "Mechartzanim v'adzog," from the seeds to the skin, is exclusive. Rebbelezer darshan such cases as ribui umiute, amplifications and limitations, where the mute merely excludes from the ribui. The Rabban darshan them as kol uprate, generalizations and specifications, where the prat defines the extent of the klal. Also, Rebbelezer does not consider the last exclusion extra because he uses it to teach a different law. Therefore, he says the ribui expands the prohibition to include everything produced by the grapevine, even its leaves, and from the mute excludes only shvishta, branches. The Rabban say the prat uklo uprat includes anything which is ge'ena prat, similar to the prat, which in this case is pri upsolus pri, fruit and waste of the fruit, meaning vinegar, as opposed to leaves, which are neither. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed dalet. Our standard siman is a ladder. A ladder. So here goes. When the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while leaving their favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, only to find that he left a cryptic note which read, "I darshan klal uprate," so another eats, shoots, and leaves. So once again in slow motion. When the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, that must be learned off lamed dalet. When the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, which reminds us, the end of the previous mission on Dav Lamed Beis Amud Beis taught, Hirtia la'acharav enu nazir, if the approaching person whose identity the six people were debating suddenly turned back and remained unidentified, he is not a nazir, meaning none of the six are nazirin. The Gemara asks who the Tana is and says it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds, as was taught in Dav Ches, that a vower does not intend to accept any declaration where the suffix imposes more stringencies than its certainty. So when the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while leaving their favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, which reminds us that the machlokes regarding the shear that a nazir is chai for regarding drinking wine. In the Mishnah Rishonah was taught, ad sheyishte revias yain, until he drinks a revias of wine, not a kazayis. Rabbi Kiva says, afil shar pito b'yain, even if he soaked his bread in wine, v'yeshba kadei otzarv kazayis chayiv, and there's enough to combine to a kazayis, he is chayiv. Thus, in addition to saying that the shear for drinking is also a kazayis, he teaches hetim mitzarv l'isser, that permitted foodstuffs can combine with the prohibited matter to compose a shear for malkas. So, when the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while leaving their favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, only to find that he left a cryptic note which read, "I darshan klal leoprate," so another eats, shoots, and leaves, which reminds us, our Mishnah implies that only grapes and other grape products are forbidden to another, but the grapevine itself is permitted. The Mishnah is therefore in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar, who says, "Afilu alin v'lulavim b'mashma," even leaves and shoots of the grapevine are implied in the prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that they argue how to darshan exclusive phrases written near inclusive phrases. The Chamin darshan klal leoprate, and Rabbi Elazar darshan's ribui umiute. So once again, when the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while eating their favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, only to find that he left a cryptic note which read, "I darshan klal leoprate," so another eats, shoots, and leaves. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Lamed. So the simmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The hairy Rebbe, that must be more in Daf Lamed, Melamed. The hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Aishma Galeach on Nazir's Aviv, a man can shave using his father's Nazir's funds for his Karbanas, Yossi says the case that he may use the funds is where one's father was a nazir and he designated unspecified money for his nazir's karbanis and died, and then the son said, I'm hereby a nazir on condition I can shave using my father's nazir's funds. This is the one who can shave using his father's nazir's. The Gemara explains that this exception to the general rule that one cannot use someone else's designated funds for his karbanis is halachal Moshe Mitzrayim. So the hairy Reb who declared in front of his class that he was a nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's nazir's funds didn't know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing. Which reminds us, Rabba asks, if one had two sons who were nazirim, what is the halacha? Do we say it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim and does not follow the laws of inheritance, so whoever accepts nazir's first shaves using his father's funds, or this was taught as an inheritance and he may use half? Rav inquired if we assume that they split the funds, Bechor Pashut Mai, if there's a firstborn son and an ordinary son, what is the halacha? So the Hari Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's nazir's funds did not know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing, until one of his prized Talmidim pointed out that his brother cannot, since he is a nazir olam. And his father was a nazir stam. Which reminds the Gemara, what if the father was a nazir olam and he was a nazir stam, or vice versa? Or the father was a nazir tahor and he was a nazir tame, or vice versa? What is the halacha regarding using his father's funds? The Gemara leaves these questions as a taker. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The hairy judge. Judge. That must mean we're in Daf Lamed Aleph. The law. Judge. The hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hekdesh winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first, which reminds us, we have a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel whether Hekdesh toes Hekdesh, with the first example being one who said the black ox which will leave my house first is Hekdesh, and instead a white ox left first. Beis Shammai say it is Hekdesh, and Beis Hillel say it is not. Beis Shammai learns Tchilas Hekdesh Mesof Hekdesh, that we derive original Hekdesh from secondary Hekdesh, meaning Temura, Ma Temura, Afil Batalos, just as Temura is effective even in error of Hekdesh Afil Batalos, so too original Hekdesh is effective even in error. Beis Hillel contend that an original creation of Hekdesh cannot be derived from a transfer from an existing Hekdesh. So the hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hekdesh winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first. So he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen, which reminds us, Rapapa interprets our Mishnah differently. This is the purpose first was said, meaning when it leaves first among the black oxen. Beis Hillel do not agree that this was his intent. According to Rapapa, Hekdesh Batalos does not refer here to erroneous Hekdesh, but to an unclear declaration that is reinterpreted. Rapapa also understands that Beis Shammai say it is the first black ox to leave, which is Hekdesh, as opposed to the first understanding that it was the white ox, which actually left first, which is Hekdesh. So the hairy judge of the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hekdesh winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first, so he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen. And he was written up in the local paper as the stingiest judge ever when he said that, in hindsight, he would have been Makdish the cheaper white ox had he known that it came out first. Which reminds us, Abai explains that our Mishnah refers to one who said after oxen left his house, the black ox which left first is Hekdesh, mistakenly thinking it was his black ox. Upon hearing it was the white one, he said that had he known as much, he would have declared the white one Hekdesh. The Mishnah is thus a true case of erroneous Hekdesh. The Gemara proves from the second case that a presumed gold dinar turned out to be silver, that ki makdish ba'ayin ra makdish. When one is makdish, he is makdish stingily. Therefore, it is reasonable that if he would be makdish a gold dinar, he should be satisfied being makdish a silver one. Daf Lamed Beis. So the similar Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be more on Duff Lamed Beis. The hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Meister Behema as not effective, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Beis Shammai sought to prove that erroneous Hekdesh is effective from the fact that one who mistakenly declares a ninth or 11th animal as 10th for Meister Behema, it becomes Kadosh. Rav Nachman says, Ta'usavu Kavanaso, his error makes the ninth Kadosh, but not his intent, meaning if he intentionally declares the ninth as 10th, it does not become Kadosh. Rav Chist and Rabba Barav Hunasei, Ta'usa Bakosha King Kavanaso, his error affects Kedusha, and certainly his intent to do so does. So the hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Mysa Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks where Makabal Naziris not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed. Which reminds us, the mission relates to Nachmanmani erred in regard to Nolad, an unexpected development which cannot void a vow. When Nazirin came from outside Eretz Yisrael to bring their Kavanas and found the base of Migdash destroyed, he asked them, Yisim Yodim Shabase Migdash Harev, Hayisim Nozrim, if you would have known the base of Migdash would be destroyed, would you have declared Naziris and permitted them based on this heter? But when the matter came to the Chachamim, they said that only those who vowed after the Churban are permitted, but those who vowed before are not, because the Churban is an event of Nolad. So the hairy mad scientist sitting in his Kavana lab, who got nervous when the computer determined the ninth animal that was intentionally named Mysa Behema as not effective, and printed a Nolad error message about folks who were Makabal Naziris not knowing the base of Migdash was already destroyed, called it a day when the machine blew a fuse while analyzing six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity. Which reminds us, the Mishnah brings the case of six people who made conflicting Naziris declarations regarding someone's identity, and a three-way machlokes regarding who, if any, are Nazirim. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the similar Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The hairy peg-leg pirate, that must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The hairy peg-leg pirate holding six people hostage who had made different conditional declarations of Naziris figured out that only the guy who reversed his term within Tokede Dibur was the Nazir, which reminds us, Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah on Daf Ram Beis Amad Beis, Eino Nazir El Mishun Niskaimu Dvarav, no one of the six is a Nazir except he whose words are not fulfilled. And the Gemara asked, why would the one whose words are not fulfilled be a Nazir? Rav Yehuda answered, the man the Mishnah is to say one whose words are fulfilled is a Nazir. Abai answered the cases where he said immediately after, instead, if it's not Ploni, I will be a Nazir, meaning he retracted his original declaration and reversed his term within Tokedei Dibur. And what is the meaning of his words are not fulfilled? It means his first words are not fulfilled, but his later words are. So, the hairy peg-leg pirate holding six people hostage who had made different conditional declarations of Naziris figured out that only the guy who reversed his term within Tokedei Dibur was the Nazir. After he carefully read all the fine print that filled the backside of the instructions for how to determine who is the real Nazir, which reminds us, the entire Amud Beis is comprised of Tosfos from previous Dapim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the learned that one shot in Beis Hillel's opinion that the one whose words was not fulfilled is the Nazir is that it's referring to the one who reversed his term, Toch Kedei Dibur, that's on Dav? Lamed Gimel. Good number 2. Which of the learned that Tanu holds that none of the six who debated the identity of the man are Nazir when he turned away is Rabbi Yehuda, that's on Dav? Lamed Dal. Good number 3. Which after we have a three-way machlokes regarding until when can a husband be made for his wife's Naziris? That's on Daf Chaf Ches. Good number 4. Which Daf is the entire Amud Beis all Tosfos? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good number 5. Which Daf do we have the case when Nazirim came from outside Eretz Yisrael to bring their Karbanas and found the base of Migdash destroyed? That's on Daf Amud Beis. Good number 6. Which of the one the birds are considered unspecified, whereas animals are considered specified? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good number 7. Which of the one the Rapapa says the Mishnah's case is where one said the black ox that leads first among the black oxen? That's on Daf Amud Aleph. Good number 8. Which of the one the Chavim Darsh and Kalaya Pratein hold that a Nazir can eat the grapevine's shoots and leaves? That's on Daf Lamed Daled. Good number 9. Which daf do Melchos Beis Shem Beis Hillel, whether Hektish Talos Hektish, and the case of one declaring the black ox which comes out first is Hektish? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which daf do Rabbi Kiva holds that bread can be mitzdarf to the wine to complete the Shir Kazayis for a Nazir be chai for? That's on Daf Lamed Daled. Excellent. That concludes today's Shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.